You have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
In the power of the madness and the mania, just blew my 24-inch guns out.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Wait till they get a load of me.
I just don't want her to escape. You know how strong she is. Might as well be green and half deaf.
Well, if you think that's offensive, check this out.
It's just a video.
A video that makes you gay. Sam, what's your girlfriend gonna think now that you're gay?
I don't give a shit about my girlfriend. I'm gay now.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
It's perfect. I've been tarred and bombed.
Here you go. Oh, I was just kidding about the leg. I just need these two things.
What?
No, I thought it'd be funny. Was it funny? No, wait, what did he look like hopping around?
My grandmother riding by on a bicycle gave me the finger and a duck.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Back again for another week of Comic Gankoozie.
Uh-huh.
Low energy, sad, hashtag.
Okay.
Donald Trump in it.
Okay.
We're a weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, geeky garbage, and kitschy comedy. Yeah, I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole Wise. Actually, turn me back up. No.
God damn it, Cole.
Something is really wrong with my headphones. Like, no, not, that's too high. Stop. Yeah,
something's really wrong with
that
you.
That was this week's edition of Fuck With Cole's Headphones. So
no, catch you next week.
When you were messing around with that, they started cracking. His totally went out, and then you couldn't hear him because you have your headphones in.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to fix his, and my shit's all fucked up, and I got to reach across the table. So, dude, what a fucking
somebody's
week.
A sourpuss today.
Yeah, I went on a really bad date.
With the woman?
Yeah, a date, huh?
A really bad one. So I asked her what she wanted to do, and she gave me this really weird answer. And I get over to her house, and I just dropped my pants, and I started shitting everywhere, right? Like, shitting all over her and her furniture. And she's mad. And I'm like, what? And she's like, what are you doing? I said, you wanted to do bukkake. And she goes, I wanted to do coffee. Now she's not going to get her deposit back. Just
on what?
On her apartment. Elijah's
so
laughing.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out the bukkake thing.
It's when you shit on people.
I don't think that's bukkake. I think that's something else.
Well, I wouldn't know.
All right. How was your actual week? Not my made-up stories.
Well, it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
So I worked all week, only to get the following Monday off, so that's pretty sweet.
You get next Monday off?
Yeah.
Tomorrow off?
Tomorrow.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, sweet. That's good.
For the most part.
Hey, guy's going to go on the boat.
I don't have to go in at 6 in the morning, though.
I went and got breakfast with Elijah this morning, yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah, that's
and then
right.
He's like, I didn't know that guy was coming. I was like, what are you talking about? And I turn around, and there's my brother.
Oh, where'd you guys go?
So I started yelling at the lady trying to take his credit card, not to trust his credit card and check his ID and stuff.
Where was this at?
At Kroll's.
Kroll's.
We had fantasy football draft this week, and... surprisingly, you always hear people talk about like the pickup lines and stuff,
right?
And they always like, you know, you just fell from heaven or whatever. And you know, I've always
good ones.
I've always heard them in jest, but I've never seen them in action.
Yeah,
and them actually work. So this guy gave us a coupon, or this the waitress gave us a coupon for 5 free wings because we went to Buffalo Wings and Rings. And he says to her, well, these coupons are worth $7. How about I give you back the coupon, you write your phone number on it, and I'll take the $7 and take you on a date. And I'm like, you're such a fuck. And it worked.
What?
It worked.
Who was it?
It was just a buddy from work. I was like, what the fuck?
All right.
It fucking worked. Huh. I've never seen it work before, but right. I've never even seen it done before.
Do you think she actually gave him the $7?
I don't know.
Because I'd probably rather have that than the date with the girl.
You think so?
I'd rather have the $7.
I guess. I don't know. Never seen it work. It happened. Cheesy as F, but it worked.
The Comic Cantuzzi News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
All now right. that we got what our headphones got? Figured out. Yeah, so what happened was is we Elijah and I recorded a podcast last week that we're going to put out in the middle of this week to get people through their, what do you call it, their withdrawals.
Grief.
Their grief and their withdrawals of Game of Thrones for over a year now. It's not going to be back till next February, 2018. No, 2019.
What?
2019.
2019?
Yes.
Cool. I might be caught up by then.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to forget so much shit by then.
Yes.
God damn
indeed.
It.
Cool. So, yeah, we just messed the level. So, yeah, look forward to that sometime. This week, we're going to do a full recap of the season.
And I don't even know what it was. It was I don't know. Messed up.
It was really messed up. So, look forward to that.
Yeah.
That's the news for Comic Can Koozie this week.
Yep. I think that's about
it. The Comic Can Koozie news. But we have other news. What do you got, Cole?
Hasbro, the toy makers Hasbro, have filed a lawsuit against DC Comics and Warner Brothers over the name Bumblebee.
What?
Okay.
Who's suing who now?
Hasbro.
Is suing?
DC Comics and Warner Brothers.
All right.
Okay, because they produce the Transformers toys, and they make the Bumblebee toys, right? So they're suing DC Comics because DC Comics has a character called Bumblebee, and because they're doing that new Girls Justice League sort of cartoon, they're making toys for like the last few years that have a character called Bumblebee, who was actually created 8 years before the Transformers Bumblebee.
Huh.
They just are so fucking DC Comics keeps on screwing themselves with this.
Yeah,
with trademarks.
Yeah,
they keep forgetting to trademark the names of their characters. So this is like the second one in a couple of years. Captain Marvel, they had Captain Marvel, and they forgot to renew their trademark on it. And then Marvel Comics came in and took Captain Marvel from DC Comics.
That's interesting.
But yeah, this figure that they released 2 years ago that wasn't trademarked by anyone 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
now Hasbro's trying to sue them over it. It's like, man, we created the character before you fucking got your trademark, so eat a dick.
And do you think people are really going to get confused by this? Like, if I'm going to the store to pick up Bumblebee, I mean,
little robot, dumb fucking car, and the other one's like a little black girl that has wings and dresses in a Bumblebee shirt.
So that's what I thought. Like, trademark lawsuits were sort of about, where like, well, people are going to get confused and they're not. I don't know.
No, I think that's it's bullshit. Just got to do with the name. It's a bunch of fucking horse shit. But
sounds like it.
It's Hasbro's being a bit of a dick about it, but DC Comics is so fucking dumb because they should have known. Plus, I think they used to do this to people too. So,
Right, fuck them.
Yeah, dumb assholes.
For news, nothing really. It's just this summer has been the worst box office intake for
over
a decade. I guess
there have not been a lot of. I would say Wonder Woman has probably been the best movie of the summer so far.
Right. There's been other movies since that?
Pretty much. I'm just thinking of the movies that were really hyped up, and it just doesn't seem like to cut the mustard.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, Wonder Woman was really great, but I mean, everything else is sort of. I mean, even Spider-Man Homecoming.
Even watched that.
And look at everybody's just forgotten about that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that's going to be one of our ending segments talking about.
Cool.
Somewhat along the lines.
Taylor,
that's it for news on me.
For you, Taylor, do you have any?
I got some casting type news, so maybe I'll say that for save casting that. Call.
Sure. Because I got save some it. Other news. There's a website or something that calls themselves Pink News. I guess they it showed up on my comic book news feed.
Uh-huh.
But they like market themselves towards gay people.
Okay.
But they say that two characters from The Legend of Korra made history by being involved in the first comic book lesbian kiss ever. And that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Other ones that they're fucking wrong about, unless they're just talking about straight-up Japanese comics, and that's still got to be bullshit.
Okay.
What about Scandal Savage, Renee Montoya, Maggie Sawyer, Batwoman, Grace Cho, Knockout? That's just off the top of my head, and that's only DC Comics.
Right.
Like, and those are basically all Batman and Superman related.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Fuck the legend of Korra. Fuck Pink News for not being good goddamn journalists. Fuck you. Stay out of our shit because you don't know what you're talking about. That's about that's all I gotta do for insulting these fuckers.
It was Force Friday this week.
It was Force Friday.
Force Friday.
That's some Star Wars bullshit or what is
that? Yeah, it's I don't know what it is. It's okay. Like a thing that I think they started last year where they release their lineup of toys.
Right, right.
Toys, video games, Lego, all sorts of stuff. But apparently there's some dialogue from the movies that may have, you know, been recorded on the some of these dolls that talk.
Okay.
And I don't know. I read through them, and none of them are noteworthy.
What's that?
It's like, so, like, I think one of them was Rey just saying, like, get away from me.
Yeah, I think the director came out and was like, none of the toys are spoilers for the movies. So
right, right.
Calm your shit, everyone.
Which, how awful would that be to have a movie spoiled by a toy?
Well, it kind of is a little bit sometimes by, like, happens, sometimes a character
that you didn't know is going to be in it. Yeah,
right, is shown as a figure for the movie. So sometimes that does happen.
I think Doomsday was one of those from the Doomsday Superman was one.
I know there's been others, but not off the top of my head.
So DC Comics has released an EP for the character Black Canary. So that's like a really short, you know, album.
Yeah, like four songs.
Black Canary is a martial arts character in the DC Comics. She has power where she can emit a sonic scream. She also has a band in the comics. So they have these, I listen to the songs, Get in the Car, Lost Art, and Last Days. That's all three of the songs.
And?
The songwriter and producer, Joseph Donovan, wanted to make Black Canary's music with sounds that are otherworldly. You know what it was? It was just like a genre of music that kind of like combined 80s new wave with the shittiest fucking 90s like pop punk bullshit.
So it sounds awesome. Pretty awesome.
It was fucking like it. Awful. So anyway, I mean, Joseph Donovan, good job, asshole. You, ruined what I imagined Black Canary's band would sound like forever for me.
Hmm.
It was very bad. I'll have to try to find that for you too. Just like right. maybe we could find it before the end. We'll take a break and maybe at the end have it as the ending credits.
Sure.
Worst ending credits ever. Or maybe we'll just skip and I'll just play it for you guys.
You guys want to move on to casting call?
Yeah, I got other news, but I want to just save them for TV news because I ain't got a much about them. Anything.
All right, give me a good sexy intro, Cole.
Hello, listeners. This is the casting call with Elijah Kirby.
That actually sounds like how my grandpa used to talk about the Montana Grizzlies. The Missoula Grizzlies, the football team.
Okay.
It's the Grizz.
The Grizz.
You could also do that, an impression of the...
At the electric tool crib in the north.
He could do that pretty well.
You do pretty well. What do you got, Elijah?
DC's Titans series. They had cast Breton Thwaites as Dick Grayson.
Is that long-haired little chode-looking motherfucker?
He's a long-haired chode motherfucker.
Okay, yeah.
But I think he'll work.
I've seen a picture of him.
He was in Pirates of the Caribbean. Newer ones, yeah.
The guy that took over for Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he's going to be...
Fuck him.
Is he going to be Robin or is he going to be Nightwing?
I only read part of the article that I see on that, and okay. They still hadn't really figured that out.
All right, but he is Dick Grayson, so I don't know. Was Nightwing part of the Titans? Okay.
He was a founder.
Well, all right then. We kind of talked about this, I think, the week before. I'm not sure. Ed Skrein or Screen... Last week was put in the role as Major Ben Daimio in the reboot of Hellboy. He exited the project after finding out the character was of mixed Asian heritage.
This is such horseshit.
What do you mean? The fact that he was cast or...
The fact that he just bowed out to make a statement. I mean, I don't know.
I'm fine with that.
Is he being Asian crucial to the role?
He just did what he felt he needed to do.
I mean, it's fine they did that, but it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but there's been a few roles where...
Especially lately.
It's been miscast, yeah.
I don't know. Iron I think Fist, he huh? just. I think he just doesn't want to fucking have to deal with it like all everybody else has had to.
I think he's just being a social justice warrior and just saying, "I'm making a stand."
Hey, you calling somebody a social justice warrior is like the pot calling the fucking kettle black because you never shut the fuck up about that shit.
Any of you guys watch Fringe?
Yes, love that show.
Love that show. Okay, Michael Cerveris. I don't know how you say his name.
Severus.
He is going to be in Gotham as Professor Pig.
Which character did he play in the show?
He played the main... I call him the Men in Black, basically, is what they were.
Oh, the bald,
guys.
Oh, really?
Is he a creepy-looking motherfucker?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who this guy is, but... Professor Pig is a very disturbing character.
Yeah. I would say so. If you see,
kind of excited for that.
Yeah,
for
if Gotham. You see that person,
and that's got to be throughout the entire series. I'm sure they can't bring him in like that and just do like a one-off episode. The Crow Reborn. They're still doing this movie. Sony Pictures is going to bring it out, but so far there's complications with Jason Momoa and director Colin Hardy. You know, Jason was going to be playing the character of the Crow. And, yeah. So, no word if they're going to still be in it. Ron Howard cast Paul Bettany in the Han Solo movie.
I know that, dude. That guy's awesome. What's he playing, though?
No word yet.
Yeah, because it can't be Han Solo. He's too fucking old.
No, we got a Han Solo already.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right. And it can't be Jabba the Hutt because he's too skinny.
That's true, Cole.
Prosthetics, dude.
Legends of Tomorrow. They have cast Courtney Ford as daughter of Damian Dark. So I'm guessing we have a new villain.
For
maybe?
What's that?
I don't know. For Legends. Daughter of Damian Dark.
He had a daughter?
Yeah, he had a daughter in the series, but she was like 12 years old.
I thought she was dead.
I don't remember.
I don't think so. Oh, wait, I think you're right. They never kill the kids.
And Rainn Wilson wants to play Lex Luthor in the DC Expanded Universe.
That'd be cool.
Rainn Wilson? You're fine with that?
I'd be down for that.
He's such a villain in The Office, it's hard to picture him as anything
actually,
else.
Actually, I wouldn't be cool with that because he's actually like a muscular mother. Lex Luthor, he's like, you don't notice it, but he's like on all kinds of steroids and shit.
Yeah.
Like Kryptonian steroids and shit. So like,
yeah, but would he be better than Jesse Eisenberg? Yeah,
oh, definitely. No way. No way.
The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming.
That's pretty much it for casting. Oh, you had some, didn't you?
Rainn Wilson wants to play wants to play Lex Luthor.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's, cool.
That's all I had.
That's all you had. Sorry, man.
That's all right.
Hey, you want to move on to you got anything for sports or
hell yeah.
All right.
I don't know if he does, but I love the song.
Basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Boing, boing, boing.
Honestly, I really didn't have anything for sports. I just wanted to hear this song too.
All right.
But I
just
wanna,
make
I,
something up.
Wait, I just wanted to remind everybody. I reminded you last week, and I'm going to remind you this week. The guy who sang that, you can find him on like SoundCloud, Spotify, and other shit.
iTunes.
The name, iTunes.
Uh-huh.
The name is R-O-M-M-I-E, Romy. And the album he just released is called At A Time Like This.
It's good stuff.
Oh, and he's pissed at you because he's called him a bitch for not putting the Colin Sports song on there, too. I told him I was going to let him, I was going to call
him. He's pissed at me?
Yeah, you called him a bitch from last week. How come you're always pissing off everybody I know?
I don't remember calling him a
dude,
bitch.
Dude, I told him, I said the Colin Sports song isn't on the album. And you go, what? What a bitch. And I let him listen. And I said, do you want to talk shit to him? He goes, kind of, but I'm not really good at talking shit. So I just told him I'd let you know.
Well,
what an asshole you are.
When you have a such a brilliant piece of work such as this, I'm just surprised he wouldn't put it on there. I don't know.
You're a real son of a bitch, Taylor.
I guess I called him a bitch. I don't remember calling him a bitch.
You want to be turned up?
Yeah. Do you have anything on, I don't know, did anyone ask anything about coal? About coal.
Let's see.
For coal.
Let me look.
Or do we got wrestling?
Let's go on to wrestling. We'll have more time to find out about that. Did you watch wrestling this week?
Refresh the old noodle.
John Cena and Roman Reigns.
Oh yes, they had a bit of a feud or a bit of a
they had a promo, and they were talking shit to each other, and Cena was fucking mean.
Yeah, he was lighting him up pretty good.
Reigns was like making points that everybody else makes. He was tripping over his words and his thoughts, and Cena was being a fucking asshole about it, and it was cool, and I was really happy about it.
Yeah,
can we play the Cena music?
Yeah, we sure can. We
sure should. Yeah, but he really, what was the last thing he said was he still has to be in the WWE because Roman Reigns can't do his job. Like, and get people, get butts in seats and shit.
His name is John Cena!
That's quite the jam.
It was quite the jam. Yeah, so I don't know. I wasn't very excited to see that, and then I was pretty happy I seen it afterwards.
Yeah, for sure. My hope would be that one of them gets, and I'm sure if either of them are going to do it, it's going to be Roman Reigns to turn heel finally, because I really don't see John Cena doing that.
It made him look like a guy who was in title contention to like a teary-eyed little bitch in like 10 and a half minutes.
Right, and that would be my hope, is that Roman Reigns just is a dick to Cena. Like, if he goes up for the handshake at the end of the match or whatever, and then Roman Reigns, you know, fucks him up. But that would be my hope, but who knows? They'll probably get up and shake each other's hands out of fucking respect for each other, man!
Probably. Nia Jax finally turned on Alexa Bliss. That was awesome.
That's not even fair.
And as far as I can remember, SmackDown sucked dick for money this week.
Ooh, suck dick.
I'm telling you, you gotta start checking out 205 Live.
I don't want to. I already gotta spend like an hour and a half on two different shows. That's 3 hours worth of wrestling. I don't want to watch another.
If you know that SmackDown's taking a big shit, just shut it off. Wait for 701 Live. Or 205 Live.
701 Live, huh?
Represent North Dakota, bitches. And check that out. I really enjoy 701 Live.
The other big wrestling news is JLB is finally leaving as a commentator.
JLB.
JBL.
It's John O'Clock, motherfucker!
John L. Beers.
John L. Beers.
John L. Beers. They're only serving 44 at a time.
Oh, so what's up with this piece of shit now?
This piece of shit is finally fucking leaving. But,
really?
They're not firing him. He's just leaving. I think he's going to go try to help poor kids read or something.
Wait, so he's done commentating?
Yeah.
So maybe we could get Mauro Ranallo back.
Oh, I would
on the SmackDown team.
I doubt it, but I would hope so. What's his face? Jerry Lawler, when he came in and stepped in for Booker T.
Yeah.
He was saying the one thing that he really regrets about that.
Hitting his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, no, about the commentating that night. Not the thing that he really regrets in life. He did not get to play off of Corey Graves enough. And I would have really liked to, after he mentioned it, I really would have been down with that. Him, because Corey Graves kind of took over his slot as the obnoxious kind of bad guy.
Right, right.
And, you know, Jerry the King Lawler, he used to be that guy, and then he kind of turned into a good guy.
Right.
Still obnoxious as a good guy, though.
Sure.
So it would have been really fun to listen to him. It would be nice to see him come back and do that a little bit, like every couple of months or so.
As the color commentator?
Yeah. So anyway, I don't got any more wrestling. Do you?
We got Cole. We do have a question for Cole. And
do you want to wait till the end, though, and kind of see if we get any more questions, kind of pile them up
towards the end? I don't give a shit.
If we get more than one, we can get a couple.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Let's move on to the Daily Death Week.
Oh, right now.
Yeah, we'll pause or...
Cole requested this one for some reason.
Okay. So, Walter Becker, the bass player and also sometimes guitar player and co-founder of this band, Steely Dan, died.
Oh, yeah.
Have no idea how he died. He was 67. It just said, like, an undisclosed illness. So,
huh. AIDS.
He used to be a huge, huge, huge drug abuser. So
I thought you were going to say enthusiast.
Drug enthusiast, yes. Well, an abuser and enthusiast, there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it could have had something to do with his health and shit, so. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? Oh, yeah. It was, their biggest song was not this one. It was, Ricky, don't lose that number. But I don't like that song. It annoys me. So don't play it. Don't play it. No. No. Oh, he's going to do it. He's touching buttons and shit.
Is this it?
I have no idea.
This isn't it. This is another song that that was pretty good by them, though.
Okay.
I can't remember what it is. What's the name of it, though?
I don't know.
Okay, but that's about enough from them, huh?
Okay.
Anyone else die this week?
Let's see. Richard Anderson. He played the government agent who cooked up the idea for the $6 million man and the bionic woman in the 70s. He died at 91.
I've seen that.
It's his voice that you hear in the show opening. When they're talking about making Austin.
We will make him better, stronger, something like that.
Right, right. Here it is. Barely alive.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
Yeah, there it is.
We have the technology. We have.
You know, they're remaking this as a...
Somebody's got to turn off one thing or the other.
So wait, what is this character's name?
The character or the actor? Richard Anderson? I don't know.
Stone Cold. Steve Austin. Never mind.
Oh.
That joke went over
your head. Steve Austin was the million dollar man. He was the doctor who
put
it together.
That is a knee slapper. Oh.
Sounds like Bukkake, too.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Which definitely isn't shit, Cole. I'm just saying. You need to Google your porn, bud.
I think the fact that I don't know that makes me kind of happy. Hey, what's the difference between an onion and a hooker? Nobody cries when they're cutting up a hooker.
So wait, does it have to be your hooker?
Jeez, do you not? I like how.
What's the difference between henna and hentai?
Hey, Deanne!
All right.
Dude, is it really hot in here?
Yeah, it's super hot in here.
I kind of want to just go for a second. I really need to get a drink of water.
All right, let's go take a drink of water. We're going to go into TV and movie reviews after that.
TV reviews? Well, okay. We'll do some TV reviews. Cole and I didn't get to watch Preacher this week, so we're going to talk about that probably next week with the two episodes combined. And we'll just chat up some Rick and Morty here.
All right, cool.
Because it was a great episode.
It was, as usual. It was way better than the Vindicators one.
Think so?
Oh, God, I still like that one. That one was hilarious.
Yeah, so you have the Toxic Waste Rick. I love the opening scene where you have Rick just jumping. He's like, this will be a 20-minute adventure. And he takes Morty out of school yet again. and they go on this 20-minute adventure that turns out to be like 6 days or something.
Yeah.
And
it didn't go well.
It didn't go well at all. You just see a bunch of explosions happening, a bunch of space battles. They destroy something like the Death Star or something.
No, it was like a big crab, and they went into its vagina, and they performed it. They went to and performed an abortion on it and blew up the whole damn thing.
Right.
Like, yeah, the little things chasing them were little sperms.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So they end up destroying this thing, and then you just hear Morty just wailing. And I thought that was so fucking funny this week. Where he's just like, just screaming. And Rick just says he was completely out of the out of control of the situation, and they decide it's time for some little R&R, rest and relaxation. Is that how he phrased it?
Yeah,
I think that was the title of the episode.
Right. The title.
So they go and get detoxed essentially inside of this machine.
They create clone versions of themselves. Only they're not really clones. It's all the things that they think is bad about themselves. And then whatever's left over is all the things that they think is good about themselves.
It was weird. And it was basically, like they ripped out like
their soul.
Yeah, in a way.
Morty's good version of himself is basically an uncaring, very energized, very confident little fucker.
Right. Almost annoying to the point of...
He's very successful, though, because he's got all the confidence in the world. And
right.
Rick's seems like a kind of nice dude and everything, but he doesn't care about anything at all. He lost all doesn't care at all about Rick or Beth or the family.
Right. But, did you notice, too, after they went through the detox, like, the characters were much brighter?
Yeah, yeah.
Because at first I'm like, wait, is there something wrong with the picture?
Right.
I didn't catch that right away, and then it's like, okay, these guys are considerably brighter. They just look happier and healthier, I guess, would be the way to put it. I love, too, that they... So Morty's basically getting with all these older women now.
Yeah.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. He brings this girl home. And that's how, I guess, the toxic Rick escapes.
She goes into the toxic world, which she thinks is a sex dungeon.
A sex dungeon. Yeah.
It was funny as
hell. Right. It was a great episode.
It was.
Any other shows?
No. Everything's going to start premiering within the next month here.
Right.
The Orville...
Yeah, it's
actually
be...
premieres next Sunday while we're podcasting.
Are we getting the app for NBC or CBS so we can watch the Star Trek series?
Nope.
No. Neither am I.
No.
I don't know anybody that is in such horseshit.
The Orville is going to be on Fox, so I'm not even worried about Star Trek. I'm going to watch the Orville instead right. of Star Trek.
I was super bummed out when I heard that was going to be on the app only. I was fucking pissed.
That news has been out over a year now.
I'm irritated by it still.
Yeah.
I really wanted to watch it.
Should have got ready.
I got a fucking poster and everything. I was ready for fucking Star Trek this year.
I'll be able to watch it with my ass box.
Maybe I'll come over and watch.
Maybe you will.
Your ass box.
Maybe you will too.
No, I don't want to.
All right, fine.
You could invite Romeo over. He is the biggest Star Wars dude ever.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Hey, you guys didn't let me do my TV news.
Hey, what are we going to do here?
TV news is for the news.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
You guys didn't have any news, and I didn't want to just keep talking on and on and on at the very beginning. I wanted to kind of spread it out. So.
Yeah, spread it out. Goatsy, baby.
Finished Defenders, finally?
Yes, finally.
Did you really like it?
I did.
I liked it, too.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Taylor,
did
you watch it?
Hey, if I can watch it without having to watch I won't watch it.
Cole?
What?
Carry on.
Okay, so in the very last episode, Misty Knight gets her arm cut off.
Dude, I was not expecting that, and I know of Misty Knight from the comic books, and what's-her-face from...
Colleen Wing.
Yes, like, I know they've teamed up, and they've had, like, comic books and stuff.
Daughters of the Dragon.
Yeah, I had no idea what happened to her. That caught me off guard.
Yeah, she really, in the comics, she also gets her arm cut off and replaced with the cybernetic arm, I think, from Stark Industries.
Okay.
But they showed pictures of Luke Cage season 2, and she's walking around with the cybernetic arm, and it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've seen photos.
Really cool. The other TV news I got was Rick and Morty related, and you had to be a dick and go play the movie shit. So, for 1 Million Moms is an activist group. They're a Christian activist group. There's not even a million of them. There's a couple hundred of them. And they're asking for Febreze to stop advertising The Preacher because of that Jesus sex scene.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. They were also pissed about Humperdew, the Jesus is retarded fucking great grandkid.
The Grail.
If they were so offended at the sex scene, why did they keep watching until the Humperdew shit, which was at the very end of the show?
I had a buddy who said that he's been watching Preacher too, and he said, "I'm glad to see it was Jesus. Jesus was the one doing the nailing in this episode versus like that's pretty funny."
Procter & Gamble, they own Febreze. Don't worry. If my place smells bad, I'll still buy your shit, all right?
Yeah.
If my place ever smells bad, I will Febreze the fuck out of that.
You know
okay?
what? For the million moms, that isn't even a million. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, dude, I tried getting. I'm asking our listeners to try to get us boycotted, but they don't give a shit because we don't make any money.
Aww.
So yeah, try to get Comic Con Koozie. Try to get us boycotted on the Million Moms Facebook page.
Agreed.
Also try to get Romeo's music boycotted on the Million Moms Facebook. I'm doing him a favor here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also watched Orphan Black. Finished that series.
Oh yeah.
Ended after season 5.
What did we play the music for? We're
still on TV. Who did it? Was it him or you?
That would have been this guy.
Well, okay. Somebody dumb over here. I don't know. All right. So anybody watch any movies?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. What'd you watch?
All right. You go first.
No, you go first. Because we watched the same movie, you watched one by yourself.
I did. I went to Tulip Fever.
That doesn't sound cool. That sounds like a comic book villainous.
It's interesting. It was a really interesting movie. It took place back pre-1800s in Amsterdam, where I guess tulips were like all the rage. Like people were buying tulips like crazy. They were basically the fidget spinners of that time.
Right.
And it's sort of this, takes all these twists and turns throughout the series or throughout the movie. You know, who's doing who's doing what. Kind of a drama. It wasn't too bad. It did have the actor that played in Valerian.
Cool. All right. You really sold it.
Your plot basically sounded like totally a not funny version of an episode of The Dollop.
That's pretty much that is basically the movie. It was like, I don't know, this one guy adopts this orphan girl and then marries her.
Cool.
And then he tries to have a kid with her, but she's barren, so she can't.
And I'm already bored.
And then she goes and fucks
a painter.
Did
you watch anything
then
else?
Then she fucks a painter.
Ooh, now I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And she fucks a painter, but the painter, I don't know. It's this weird like subplot where these tulips make all the sense, but I don't know.
Cool. Okay.
Check it out.
Anything else?
I don't want to.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Watch it with your lady friend. It'll get them hot and bothered. That's all I'm going to say. All
right.
Hey, Deanne! Did that movie make you hot and bothered?
She said no.
Because you missed the sex scene!
All right, moving on.
All right, so what are we moving on to? Movies. We're doing...
Wait! Why? I wasn't doing a movie review here?
Batman.
What the fuck?
Wait, how many...
The sex scenes were pretty well done. They were tasteful. So we're going to give it 3 out of 5.
I don't want to go watch a movie. This is some bullshit. All right, I don't know. I went and got the Batman and Harley Quinn DC original movie.
This excited me. I really wanted to see this.
Elijah should talk first since he liked it.
Well, apparently Cole didn't like this movie at all.
Was it because of Batman?
I liked it. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to.
I know why Cole didn't like this movie. It wasn't really a lot of action.
Nope.
It was kind of corny. They did a few stuff of the 66 Batman era.
Really? Like the Pamps and the Pals? And the,
yeah,
they did.
One
they
scene
did that
of that.
For one scene, yeah.
Yep, okay. Yep. But I don't know if this bothered you or not. It didn't bother me. It was kind of hot. But Harley Quinn, like, all of a sudden...
the rape scene.
Kind of.
It didn't really bother me that much.
Her and Nightwing got into a fight, and she ended up winning because she had on her finger a little tack that she poked him with, the Joker venom, which is that laughing, whatever it is. Just makes you laugh uncontrollably.
Go into hysterics.
Yeah. And so she knocked him out, tied him up to her bed, and then she's like, hey, wait, didn't you used to be Robin? But now you're all grown up. And then she definitely looks at his package, and there was a lot of adult humor in this video.
PG-13, yeah.
Yeah. And she starts taking off her clothes to change, and she bends over, and you just look at her ass wearing panties. Like, it's kind of odd for, like...
Did it get turned on by a cartoon?
Well, yeah, definitely.
No. It was odd.
Hentai!
It was odd
you.
For it like, was, the Batman was, the Animated Series style animation.
Sure. That's what I was going to say, is they
what
had
we grew up on.
Tim Conway, the guy from Batman the Animated Series, doing Batman. They had Lauren Lester, the guy who was Robin, now doing Nightwing, who is Robin, he's Robin growing up, doing doing Nightwing. Lauren Lester's doing that. So yeah, you have the two original guys.
Kevin Conroy.
Yep. They're using the costume, the Batman costume from the Justice League cartoons, which is a continuation of Batman of the Animated Series. But what's really cool is that they're using the old car, his old car from Batman the Animated Series, which was awesome.
Yep.
And the plane, too.
Yeah.
But what was really distracting was something that I thought was going to be awesome was Melissa Rauch.
Okay.
She was the voice of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Didn't like it?
I didn't.
So it's not the original Harley Quinn?
It's not. They could have used any one of the Harley Quinns, and it would have been better.
I've got a little sample here if you want to hear it.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Seriously, I'm dying back here.
Yeah. I mean,
even wait for it.
Yeah, a lot of shitty fart humor.
It's not so bad. Smells like discipline.
Like, yeah.
So, she ate too much of something, and, like, she, like, wanted
hot
to
wings.
Stop somewhere.
It was hot
yeah.
wings.
So, like,
wait,
she had to...
Wait, this is fucking real?
Yeah, that's
it. That was actually part of it.
You're full of
and
shit.
Then,
not,
and then, and
no,
that,
no, she was full of shit. We're telling you the truth.
You're not fucking with me.
No. And then Batman's like, smells like
discipline.
You are so full of shit.
No, we're not.
I swear to Christ, Cole, if this isn't in that movie, I'm going to be...
So, okay, why that was in the movie beats the hell out of me, but there was a second scene, too, like that followed up right after that, this... That was Nightwing.
Yeah,
like.
And then they finally pull over to a bathroom so she can take a shit. Paget Brewster was perfect as Poison Ivy. At first, I wasn't too down. Quit playing footsie with me. At first, I wasn't too down with it, but I was pretty good with that later. Paget Brewster, she was the new person in the Community season 6.
Okay,
the new person in the group. She's in a lot of stuff. But I don't know. It was. It reminded me of why I liked Harley Quinn when she first came out, but it also reminded me of why she annoys the shit out of me today. You know, like, there was parts of it, and I was like, oh, wow, this was a great character back when the animated series came out. And then it was also, wow, this is annoying and very over the top and stupid. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of Easter eggs. There's a scene when they go into a henchman's bar, and there's two guys singing right away. It's, two of they're twins. It's two of two faces old henchmen.
Yeah,
there's at each other. There's a girl in a she was an old henchman for Mr. Freeze. She's wearing a big coat. She looks like
do you have a clip of that too, Elijah?
No.
There was not a lot of talking there. There's two guys that Batman kind of they're picking on Batman, and Batman punches one of them. That was actually Catwoman's henchman from. The 60s show that you're talking about.
Oh, well.
There was a lot of... there was a big clown dancing around.
Yeah,
he was actually
that.
He was actually a robot that the Joker stole. He was called Captain Clown.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, there was a lot of Easter eggs in there if you'd watched the animated series or some of the other shit.
Right.
So, I don't know. It was nice trip down memory lane, but overall, I was disappointed.
10 out of 10 would recommend...
10 out of 10? I thought we went on a 5 scale.
No, I'm just wondering if you would recommend this to... You wouldn't recommend this to a Batman fan?
No. Oh, not unless they're like a big fan of the campy 60s shit. You
love
might,
it.
You might like
love
it.
Love it.
Elijah
if
might
you're
like
a fan
it.
Of Batman overall, you're going to like it because I'm a fan of the 66
Dude,
Batman, the animated
Swamp
series,
Thing,
all that.
What a letdown with Swamp Thing.
You know...
Swamp Thing was a letdown.
Yeah. Is that Swamp Thing?
That's not Swamp Thing. That's the Fluonic Man. Yeah, final really action scene. I mean, there was, but there wasn't. It was
right, but still kind of funny when like spoiler alert, I guess.
Oh, thanks.
You know,
Taylor's gonna watch it tomorrow.
He's gonna watch it anyway. So
no, I was gonna say don't spoil it for him. Let him watch it.
Oh well, fuck you then. Okay, so watch it, enjoy it, have fun.
I will.
All right, so I guess that was movie reviews.
Yeah.
We are going to move on to a new segment where we get down and dirty with our guy in the streets, because we got a question.
Wait, you're going to get down and dirty with the guy on the street?
Maybe I won't.
No, you already
said it.
How
about you just ask him questions instead of getting down and dirty with
him? All right, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, Professor Doug Terry Frank, right?
Correct, yes. How can I help you, sir?
We had one quick question for you. As a professor, DTF, or a porn expert on the streets.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. What is the question, guys?
Bukkake.
Bukkake.
Yeah, so Cole thinks that bukkake is when you shit all over the place.
Now shit on somebody.
Or when you shit on somebody.
Well, unfortunately, to disappoint your fecal-minded friend, it's often misinterpreted also greatly as being a Japanese cuisine, although not entirely incorrect, I might add. So, what you are looking at is a person betwixt very many semen launchers, or penises, if you will. And the unfortunate soul in the middle of the circle, you know, ends up being absolutely drenched in semen. It's frightening.
Oh, gross.
And that's henceforth the actual meaning of bukkake.
Gross. It, that sounds like a baptism at Taylor's parents' house.
Yes, not quite unlike that. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, so I was wrong. I'm sorry for being wrong.
You should be.
That's all right. Yes. No people involved.
All right.
So, yes.
Well, thank you very much. Wait. I had one more. What is the difference between henna and hentai?
Still there, Dr. Terry Frank?
DTF? Yeah, what is the difference between henna and hentai?
Now that, bestiality.
This guy sounds like a real fuck.
All right. Thank you, DTF.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful evening, gentlemen.
You too. Talk to you later.
When in doubt, bestiality.
I think he might not be a very good professor if he thinks that's the difference between hentai and hentai.
Well, he did his best, right?
Your girl broke up with you. Your dog just died. You're staring at dudes because you think you like guys. You're stuck in a rut. What the fuck? Just ask Cole.
We have not done this segment in a long time.
Yeah.
The last time we tried to do it, actually, the last few times, no one's wanted to have their questions answered.
This was a good question. It comes from Laura.
Laura.
Yes.
Okay.
She says, I had a conversation about the saying colder than a witch's tit.
All right.
But what does it mean? Where does it come from? We should ask the porn guy. He probably would know.
We should have.
We couldn't come to any conclusions, Cole. Help her out.
I really don't know that one. I know where nitpicking comes from. That's not a judge call. It's an ask one, but I don't know.
Well, Cole, just make something up.
Make something up
for the poor girl. She's trying to get through her conversation with her friend.
You know what? If I had to really fucking guess.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how they used to like throw women into the river, and if they floated, they were a witch, and if they drowned, they weren't a witch?
Okay.
I would think that after they got out of the fucking water, they'd be pretty goddamn cold, and maybe then they got set on fire afterward. But, you know.
Sure. I like
cool.
it.
Cool. I like it.
It works.
You want to know where nitpicking comes from?
Sure. We're in that realm of thought.
People used to wear wigs because they didn't want to get lice.
Yeah.
And then once the wigs got all dirty with lice and shit, you'd send it to the wig maker, and they would boil the wig, and then they would pick the nits out.
Ugh.
The nits is all like little eggs and lice and shit. That's where nitpicking comes from.
That's gross.
Yeah, Cole, that's gross.
Is that why you shaved your head?
Lice?
Yeah,
for lice. That's why I shaved my balls.
That's crap, dipshit.
Oh, damn.
Now
it.
I'm nitpicking.
Gross.
All right, let's do it. Taylor's 10.
Definitive opinion on everything. I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
Burr, 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 burr. But I don't have a Taylor's 10 this week. Elijah's got something.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll do this. All right, so when we're talking about this summer being one of the lowest grossing summers for
since
films,
I
guess.
'99, I think, is what they said.
I don't know when. But we're going to take a trip back. And the year is 1987.
I was still semen in my dad's balls.
Predator, did that? Is that?
That's a pretty good guess, Cole. Hey. But you would be right.
I would.
Wait, these are the top movies of 87?
No, these are...
or the highest grossing?
Just...
The blockbusters.
All I'm saying is 87, okay. And I saw this online,
okay.
Was a great summer for movies.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to list off some of the movies that came out sure. That summer from May through August.
Okay. I was right off the bat, I was thinking you were going 89 with when you started saying 80.
Right.
I was thinking you were going to go Batman because that was the biggest summer movie forever.
Ooh, that was a good one. But when you think about all these movies, starting off on May 22nd, 1987, Ernest Goes to Camp. Yeah.
That was seriously.
I can't even say that serious. Okay, but that's...
That was top grossing?
No, oh, I'm just
joking.
Going with
making a joke.
A great summer for movies, 1987, okay. when you take it collectively. Untouchables on June 2nd.
Ooh, okay? That's a good movie.
That is good. June 3rd, Inner Space came out. Now, I'm not sure why these were June 2nd, 3rd, and now June 5th, Harry and the Hendersons.
Also a great movie.
Also a great movie. But to really kick off the summer, my opinion, June 12th,
never felt
that came out after,
oh, sorry,
after summer. That was September. But Predator on June 12th.
Fuck ooh. Yeah!
1987.
My jersey shit. Hey, oh.
What?
I'm so mad at them geeky jerseys people.
Yeah.
I ordered my jersey over 17 weeks ago. It says it should be an 8 to 10 week wait. My Predators jersey.
Right, right.
And
Nashville.
And then they told me, yeah, it'll be here at the end of August.
Man,
and
I should have got one.
It still wasn't shipped. So I sent them an email, and they says nothing back to me. So then I blasted them on their Facebook page, and then they got a hold of me real fucking quick. And apparently that should be shipped out this week. So apparently if you just want to get your shit from those people, just blast them up on Facebook where everyone can see it.
Well, come back to June 1987 with me here.
Sorry.
There were so many good movies that year.
Yeah, Predator, June 12th. Okay. 2 weeks later, June 26th, Full Metal Jacket, baby.
Fuck
pretty,
yeah.
Pretty good.
You know what else came out that weekend?
What do you mean pretty good?
It's all right.
Fuck you, Gomer Pyle. What else came out that weekend?
Spaceballs.
Yeah!
That was pretty awesome. 1 week later, we got Adventures in Babysitting.
There you go.
It's a pretty good movie. This one was on here. I'm not sure if I would have, but I do love this movie. A week after that, July 10th.
What?
Which movie?
Oh, Adventures in Babysitting.
No, I'm talking about the next one. I was just going to say The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie.
How old were we when that? Five?
87, I was six.
I was five,
though. Dude, that would have been your shit.
That would have been the shit
that
right
there. That
was
totally my shit.
Gotta love that movie.
Yeah. All right.
Remember the song with the bugs when they come in?
You know, going back to June 5th, Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah. I went to that in the theater.
Really?
Did you? Yeah, with my mom. And
they
the
had
scene,
theaters back then?
Motherfucker. We're talking 87 here.
Oh,
calm down. After they hit him, you know, they found him, and then they put him, like, on the roof of their car. And he woke up, and he put his head down, like, over the windshield and yelled. And my mom just fucking went, wah! And her popcorn went all over the place. It was hilarious. She was also that, she taught me to sneak in stuff into a theater. Popcorn,
soda,
whatnot.
Oh, yeah, my mom did
whatnot.
That, too.
Yeah. So, like, she'd bring in, like, cans of Diet Coke and then, like, wait for it to get kind of loud. But all of a sudden, it'd be quiet and hear this.
That's why when me and Taylor go to a movie, that's why I, like, always try to sneak in as much shit as I can was because my mom taught me how to sneak shit in when I was a kid.
She'd have a purse, like, full of, like, microwave popcorn.
Wouldn't that be the that'd be the best part about being a woman is sneaking shit into the movies.
Hey, Dan!
In your purse, right.
No, I was...
Okay. All right. What were we on? July 10th, July 17th, RoboCop.
Ooh,
God damn! That
fucking
was great.
I don't got a hockey jersey for that.
Mm. Let's see. A couple weeks afterwards, July 31st, we had The Living Daylights. It was kind of a new era for James Bond. It was at, what's his name? Tim
Curry. Tim Daltrey. Tim Dalton.
Yeah, Timothy Dalton.
He's a weird.
Yeah. He was the new Bond for a little bit. I think maybe three, maybe four movies.
Then they replaced him with his brother, Pierce Brosnan.
What?
Anyway,
shut up, Taylor.
And also that weekend, you know, if you're going to compete with a new James Bond movie, you also had The Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You don't like that movie a lot better than I do.
Ooh.
Never seen it.
What?
Hey,
you don't like it? You've never seen it?
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
I've never seen Lost
Boys.
You
like it. I don't like it. You're not missing shit.
I'm not a huge vampire guy, so I never really...
All right.
Hey, are you into shitty fucking movies? Because there you go. The Lost Boys.
Dude.
Every time I look at that poster...
Or I'm just going to bring it over and we're going to watch it.
Every time I look at that poster on your wall, I'm just like, yeah, I wish you'd take that down.
No, it's awesome. A week later, August 7th. Masters of the Universe. No, come on. That was so awesome.
Man, we just watched
Dolph Lundgren as He-Man.
Yeah.
I love Dolph Lundgren. Yes. That was not...
It wasn't the best He-Man portrayal.
It wasn't the best movie at all. It wasn't even really a good movie.
Have you seen it, Taylor?
No, I have not.
You will.
You don't need to.
All right. And the last movie, hit of the summer, August 14th, Monster Squad.
Ooh.
That was the one you really liked.
Fuck yeah, I do.
You know, after some of the movies on there, though, I'm surprised you didn't put in Over the Top. Was that not a summer movie?
It wasn't a summer movie. That came out, I think, February of that year.
That was not a good movie either.
Right.
Dark Beast.
No,
fucking Predator, though, man.
Fuck. Predator was...
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
There was
movie.
One you said before that I was like, yeah.
Before Full Metal Jacket,
before
probably
Predator.
Harry and the Hendersons. Interspace.
I was down for that. No, Spaceballs, Interstates.
Oh no, you're thinking Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah,
honestly, I think what we'll have to do is go through 87 again when the winter comes up because I'm looking through the list here.
Right,
there are so many goddamn great movies of that year.
The whole year, yeah.
Shit.
Should we do? We'll do the fall at the.
We have to, because I'm looking at some of them that didn't even get brought
winter,
up, and I'm like, fuck.
Spring. Yeah.
Let's just move back to 1987.
Let's not do that.
All right, boys. We're going to time travel a little bit.
I would do it.
We're in 87, but we're going to move forward to the 90s.
Okay.
And we're going to do a blind taste test of Crystal Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
And regular Pepsi.
This isn't good because me and Elijah have been drinking, and
everybody
I don't know if you can taste anything anymore.
Everybody thinks they can taste the difference.
Oh, I could probably taste it.
But we're going to find out.
All right, let's do it.
I can't taste anything. I've been drinking.
Why is this?
There, Taylor. That wasn't even a good burp.
You want
either.
Me to do it? I can do it blindfolded.
There we go. All right.
Are we recording?
Yes.
I can't see nothing.
That's okay. So, we're going to do... a little taste test. We're going to go back to the 90s, like I said. Crystal Pepsi came out. What year, Elijah? Do you remember?
I'm going to say 1991.
92.
I was going to say... God, why do you only ask him questions?
So I figured you'd get it wrong. So we're going to do a little taste test because everybody thinks they can tell the difference in the flavors. Everybody's like, oh, it tastes different. It doesn't taste any different, I promise you.
Okay.
So we're going to start with test group A.
Okay.
Here you go, bud. Cole, here you go.
Thank
this
you.
Is test group A.
Put it in my hand.
There
what
you
is
go.
This in?
This is in a plastic
it's
tumbler.
It's a plastic cup. Okay. You didn't see that first?
No.
Okay.
All right. So give yourselves a little sippy poo. See what you think.
It smells like regular Pepsi.
It does smell like regular Pepsi.
All right.
It tastes like regular Pepsi.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's.
Can I keep this one?
Yeah, you can keep it there. Here's here's test group two.
Wait, I need to drink some beer so I don't taste Pepsi no more.
All right, go ahead.
Good point. Where's my beer at here? Left hand.
This is a
dude. You should just keep your beer in your left hand and drink pop with your right hand.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, give me the other one.
Here's the other one. This is the next one.
Oh, now I'm gonna burp. Ah, too much beer and pop.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
one of them's flatter.
All right.
Yeah. This. One this
one
doesn't
had
even
longer.
Smell. I can't even smell this one. They taste a lot the same, but I'm gonna guess that the brown one is the one that we drank first.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wait, hang on a sec.
I was going to go the opposite.
Really?
I was thinking more, and I'm only going this way because one was flatter, so I'm thinking, well, he's probably had regular Pepsi for a while. So maybe he just bought
this is actually Crystal Pepsi from 92. Just kidding. No, they brought it out last year. I wish we would have done this last year, but we're dumb.
Wait. So which one was the brown one? The first one?
Okay, so the first one is the one that you have in your hand, Cole, is the one you tried first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that. That's the good one. The other one sucks.
All right, Elijah, what do you say?
Well, I really can't tell, honestly.
It's tough, isn't it?
It really is.
Taste the same, but
the same.
The second one doesn't smell like anything, and it's flat.
Well, the second one's just
said.
like the bottle's been open for a little bit.
All right, Cole, have a smell of this.
I'm gonna have to go with.
All right, Cole, I'm gonna let you smell this one. Here, bring your nose over here. This is straight from the bottle now.
I'm going with the first one. Is Crystal Clear Pepsi?
Okay.
Not just because of the...
I can't smell nothing out of that bottle, neither.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the first one is the regular Pepsi.
Okay, and Elijah?
I'm going first is Crystal.
All right, take off your blindfolds. You guys weren't even drinking Pepsi. You're drinking New Coke.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I got it right. The brown one was the first one.
It's tough. I'm telling you. Cole thinks he's an expert now.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm an expert. I just think that you're dumb.
He's gonna showboat.
I knew it from the get-go.
Why are you the dumb one?
Who?
Why is Taylor dumb?
Taylor's just dumb because he bought this one last week when I was with him, and that was gonna be the flat one.
I didn't even open it. This is actually newer because I brought it home, and Deanne wanted to drink it. So I said, go ahead, you can drink it.
Oh, so you got a new one?
I did.
No, the good one is the regular one. Like
they
I told you.
It tastes the same.
No, it doesn't. This one smells. Like it smells like Pepsi.
Well, yeah.
I think they both
smell like Pepsi.
I can't smell the Crystal one.
All right, I'm going to smell them here.
There's no... I do like this song.
Maybe.
Elijah, you had a final word about a video that I sent in you.
Wait.
But not necessarily. Oh, wait, what?
Do we want to try the mead this week?
The mead?
Yeah, since we're taste testing.
Are you drinking?
I'll drink the mead.
Just the mead, though?
Yeah.
We can always do it later. I mean, we can drink it now if you want.
Let's drink the mead.
Let's drink the mead.
Back yet again. I got the mead, and this mead comes from Ireland.
Okay.
I guess.
And how'd you get this again?
My in-laws went away to Ireland, and...
Lucky guy. Wish they would have stayed there, huh?
Sure, I don't know. So they brought me back some mead. I don't know what it's going to taste like. It's 14% alcohol, though. That's pretty high for a wine.
Okay.
Wait, mead is wine?
Yeah.
I thought it was like...
No. This is
a
like,
really strong beer sort of thing.
No, it's like wine. So here's a little sippy poo for you.
All right.
A little sippy poo for you.
Are they
you.
All the same kind?
Yeah, they're all the same kind.
Mead.
Now, traditionally, you would drink mead with like a spice pack. Like you'd heat it up and you drop the spice pack in. Uh-huh. And you get kind of a... I want to say like a cider type flavor. You know, like the cloves and shit. So honestly, I don't know what this is going to taste like.
Okay.
It might be terrible. It might
be
great.
I hope it's way better than the sake.
That sake was awesome.
The sake was shit. Well, I tasted it for like the rest of the night.
Let me cheers to Game of Thrones. Can you get yours open even?
Oh, boy.
All right. Cheerio.
Let me cheers to Rick and Morty.
All right.
Let's get Rick and Morty.
What are you cheersing to?
See, I don't know if you're supposed to chug these little bottles.
No, you don't chug them. Just drink them.
Let's take a little sip here.
Ooh, 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 ooh. That's potent.
It's potent, but it's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all.
It's 14.7 alcohol, so that's like 15%.
Yeah.
I'm down with this.
This is really
good. That's actually pretty tasty.
If they made this in a regular size wine bottle, I'd fucking buy that shit.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
It's a little fruitier than I would have wanted.
Well, it's made with honey.
But I'm down. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's nice. That little sweetness.
Hmm.
Oh, you damn near chugged the whole fucking thing, didn't you?
Well, I got a little bit left.
I'm just kind of sipping on mine. I'm down for it.
This is really good stuff.
If music...
You can't really smell it.
If music be the food of love, then Bunratty Mead is surely the drink of passion.
Ooh.
The seductive
aroma. I wish I would have never known that
Bunratty
it was called
Bunratty Mead.
I wish I would have never known that it was called Bunratty.
Right. Marrying pure honey
this
and
mead is really
fruit.
Bunratty. Ugh.
Oh, it's Bunratty.
Actually, it's really, really tasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I would totally drink this with like a rat burger from Demolition Man.
Dude,
I would go down just
you know, that's one of the things that's really disappointing me about Netflix is that I cannot find fucking Demolition Man on it.
Right.
You could go over to Elijah's house. He's got it on Laserdisc.
Yep.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, Laserdisc.
Laserdisc.
You go to bed at like early, right? Can I just come over?
Yeah, go for it.
At like 10 minutes
I said,
after
tomorrow,
you go to bed.
Tomorrow I don't have to get up early, so... We can go over to my house tonight and watch Laserdisc.
Man.
Cool.
So, do you want to talk about your story about the video that I sent you? Not necessarily the video, but trying to watch the video that I sent you?
What was that?
somebody was taking a poopy at my
Oh,
apartment.
God damn it. Today, like, I got here, and I really had to use the bathroom, so I buzz, and then Deanne's like... Hello, and I'm like, I gotta use the bathroom. Let me in. So she just, so I get in through the door and I haul ass upstairs. I go to the bathroom and I chill and I'm taking a dookie and I'm playing a video that Cole sent me on a Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching it and I finish up. And I kind of stand up a little bit and I'm wiping my butthole with like Taylor just. Bust in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, put one of these, like, in the tank behind you. Like, dude, I'm going to the bathroom here.
Well, you said you were wiping.
But still, I'm in there. The door was
that
closed.
That means his pants are still down, dipshit. Like,
I almost saw a sack, but I didn't.
I almost saw a sack, but I wasn't squinting at the time
so
I walked in.
So wait, you're telling me, Cole, that if you needed to put... one of those tank droppers, you know, turn your toilet water blue.
Yeah.
If you needed that, put in your toilet.
I thought Deanne was just sick. I thought she was just pissing blue.
No, she's not. She's very healthy. But oh. wouldn't you just need to get that done as soon as possible?
No. Not if it meant walking in on your buddy wiping his ass.
Right. Well, I didn't know you'd be wiping.
I can't believe you can look him in the eyes right now.
Well,
I
thought you would look still be on your phone watching, because I heard video still. So I thought he was still, like, you know, on the toilet so I could just toss it into him. Here he's like, it was one of those, what is that from? Was it?
You're lucky he didn't throw the toilet paper at you.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some, I guess.
Yeah, I think everybody lost in this situation except for me.
All right.
No, you still lost.
So,
you had to hear all about it.
We drank mead, we drank Pepsi, we ate pretzels. We conquered this episode of Comic Cancuzzi, if you ask me.
Did we conquer?
Oh, we destroyed it.
Fucking ripped it apart.
Right. Mead was a lot better than I expected.
Yes, it was.
Last week good. When I refused to drink it because I was hungover, I could have probably handled that.
It's good. It's not even that big of a bottle.
No, it's not.
A bottle. A little tasty. So, all right. Taste mead. It's great.
Yep, taste mead.
Week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Cole Wise.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, Taylor?
Thought you were gonna hit the music.
It is. It's playing right now.
Okay. We've been doing this for over a year, and we still don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Well, he kept playing the game show music, so I had to fade him out.